Welcome to The Credit Connection with High Tech Lending's David Brown, helping you get your finances in order and get you the credit you deserve. Now, from High Tech Lending, David Brown.
Welcome to our show, The Credit Connection. I'm your host, David Brown, with High Tech Lending and American Senior Reverse Mortgage. At The Credit Connection, we want to connect you to the credit you want and deserve for your home, business, and personal use. Here we discuss all things creditworthy, such as lenders, FICO scores, interest rates, credit cards, mortgages. You name it, if it has to do with credit or money, we'll discuss all the aspects. We are a financial literacy course with different topics each week. I encourage you to ask your questions through our website, reloans.com. Hit the Contact Us tab and leave your question or comment. You can also call us at 805-686-2321. Today's program is going to be considerably different. We're going to pull back the curtain on what home improvements really do add and what value they present beyond the actual cost. I'm going to lead off today with some trends in real estate that I've seen recently. Not sure if you've been following this company, Zillow, but they've made some significant changes. You know them as a market valuation for your home at any given time. You go online and get an idea as to what your home might be worth or what it might rent for. Due to the traffic on their site, realtors actually, and lenders, not just realtors, but lenders, pay them, Zillow, to advertise their own listings on the Zillow platform. It's ironic that in a few years, Zillow will use that same information they get for free from realtors and compete with them for the buyers and sellers that are now their customers. How do I know that? You remember using travel agents for your flights and hotels when you were traveling? Now, you don't see any travel agents. Most of us use the computer platforms such as Expedia, Priceline, Kayak, Travelocity, all the others. Zillow just hired Rich Barton as their CEO. Barton is the past president of Expedia, and now Zillow is offering to purchase your home for cash if your home is in the Las Vegas or Inland Empire area of California. Don't worry, they will grow to Santa Barbara as they checkerboard across the West Coast. Here's the Trojan horse, though. They only purchase 1% of the homes that sellers put in front of them for an average of 93% of the Zillow value. That's not where they make their money. They make the 99% of the sellers who don't get offers. They take those leads and sell them back to realtors who want more listings. Soon Zillow will have both leads for buyers and sellers, and the realtor will soon be like travel agents outside the fishbowl looking in. I see that trend happening, and be advised if you're a realtor or in that marketplace, you need to kind of change how you do business and add value to your clients that puts you apart from the Zillows and don't be one of those travel agents that are looking for a new job. Or even we also saw that with the large stock brokerage like Merrill Lynch and those. They all went to Trade Desk or E-Trade. Be advised. But I will tell you this. If you need a reverse mortgage, give us a call. Our company, High Tech Lending, has been in the press lately with our explosive growth well ahead of our competitors. Six of the top 10 outperformed the industry decline of a negative 13% on the three-month average. High Tech Lending has actually increased their three-month average 2.6% compared to September, November. And we had the best performance in the top 10 of our competitors nationwide. If you need any help with a reverse mortgage, give us a call. We have with us Johnny Barbosa of B&B Landscaping. Welcome to the show, Johnny.
Hi, how are you?
Glad you could join us today. Well, it's springtime, and we thought that our listeners would love to get an idea on some landscaping and what to anticipate coming up. I've known you, Johnny, for two decades now.
Has it been that long? Two decades?
Seems longer, doesn't it? You know, how did you end up getting into this career?
Well, it's a long story, but I'll make it quick and short. When I was 8 years old, my mom got in a car accident, and she became paralyzed from the neck down. And my dad needed an extra income supporting five kids working on a horse ranch on a very small paycheck. So every day after school, I'd go help him, you know, probably 3 o'clock or so. I'd go out and mow lawns with him. And that just kind of took off every day after school till I got out of high school, basically.
Yeah.
It was a long time.
But then you started your own.
So when I got out of high school, I went to Allen Hancock for a while. And I think it was almost 2 years. And I got a big job that required like 15 guys to be on that job.
Oh.
And so I only had like a couple guys working for me. So I had to make it a business, basically, because they required workers' comp, liability insurance, contractor's license, which I didn't have any of that. Right. I was just a mom-pa kind of thing with my dad, no insurance, no nothing. And so I just started it then.
Wow.
But I was always had people working for me, even when I was in high school, which was, you know, I always had money in my pocket. But that's how I got into it, and it took off from there, and it wasn't something that I planned on doing for the rest of my life.
Uh-huh.
I think I just planned on doing it while I was doing it,
right,
trying to get through school and stuff, and it just got bigger and bigger.
Well, now how many contracts do you have and people working for you?
So we carry about 15 guys, okay. You know, sometimes more, sometimes less, roughly year-round.
One of the questions everybody wants to know is the drought over? Can I water my plants again?
I think the drought is over. People are planting grass.
Oh, they?
Yeah. Okay. You know, I've seen it come back. A lot of people are getting excited about, you know, after the rains.
They're buying sod once
and
again.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, today I was driving on Highway 246 and there was a big truck of sod being delivered to somebody's house.
Yeah.
You know, full truckload. So people are still putting in grass, believe it or not.
Let's ask you this. How has home landscaping in our area changed over the last 10 years?
Well, thanks to the drought, we saw a lot of changes, a lot of synthetic turf. So the synthetic turf has really blown up in the market.
Okay. What's that cost a yard to put in?
Well, it depends. There's a lot of varieties. There's stuff that they sell at Costco, stuff that you can get, you know, at Home Depot.
Right.
Some of it looks okay. But if you want the real good stuff, you got to spend a little bit more money.
Mm-hmm.
And you can actually get some real high quality stuff that looks real, you know, until you get down there and touch it.
And the dogs, they're okay with it?
Oh, yeah. I put mine, my backyard, I put synthetic turf in there probably about 6-8 years ago.
Okay.
And the dogs, no problem. It's fun. The kids love it.
Still there.
Still there.
Still looks good.
Still looks good.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you water it down like anything. You know, if the dogs pee on it or have an accident, you know, you got to treat it. You wash it off. Yeah.
Good. All right. So you see more synthetic lawn. You see more drought-resistant plants.
I see a lot more drought-resistant plants.
No more sprinkler irrigation. It's all drip.
A lot of drip. A lot of drip is being installed. And I think that's great. You know, even underground irrigation for lawns, they do that as well. So it keeps, it's like a drip system down below. And then you put the sod on top of it and it waters underground, which is pretty cool.
Huh.
It helps conserve all that moisture instead of it being dried up by the sun first thing in the morning after people water, you know, and people like to water in the morning, but I tell people, especially if they want to conserve water, to do it at night. We're not on the East Coast, you know, we're in California, so they don't have to worry about root rot or anything like that.
Right.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
So that, and what trends have you seen over that? Besides just,
well,
like
I said, the synthetic turf, blowing up. And then people ripping out their lawns and putting down plants and mulch. Decomposed granite is being used a lot, which is really, really nice. A lot of pathways.
More hardscapes?
Yeah, a lot more hardscapes. And a lot less lawns, put it that way.
A lot less lawn. Okay.
Yeah.
So if you want lawn, you got to go to the park or and even then it might be dry.
You know, mostly in the front yard. I see it happening a lot in the front yard, but people still like to have a little bit of lawn in their backyard.
Yeah.
So like I tell people, mostly do the front yard for your neighbors and curb appeal and all that, and the backyard for yourself.
Well, speaking of trends and so forth, what are you seeing with regards to pesticides and herbicides? Are they becoming less available or?
A lot more people are concerned with people using pesticides and herbicides. I mean, they're really paying attention to what you do when you go do their maintenance at their house.
Yeah, well, we discussed that there's a lawsuit with the makers of Roundup and considered as a carcinogen.
Right.
And they lost a case that was pretty significant. Now, I get emails from every other lawyer who says, if you've ever used Roundup, call me.
Wow.
Like, I'm entitled to some money from Roundup.
So, wow. Anyway. Well, when it comes to Roundup, a lot of people are very concerned whether you spray it on their property or not. And I tell people this, if you want to keep your costs down in your landscaping, we have to use Roundup. If you don't want us to use Roundup, then the cost of your maintenance has, you know, almost doubled, because there's a lot of manual labor to keep the weeds out, to keep, you know, especially on these big properties, mm-hmm. a lot of weed whacking, a lot of hoeing, a lot of, you know, just equipment use, mm-hmm. In order to keep it looking sharp. So Roundup on big properties, on big scales, is probably the best way to
most efficient.
Right. And for small housing, you know, small houses, there's really no reason why you should use Roundup anyhow. Spray it in your cracks or anything like that. People want to spray down the cracks in their concrete to keep the weeds out. And it's like, what for? Grab a little screwdriver and physically take it out, you know, instead of having to go out there and spray it. So for small scale stuff, there's really no reason for it. On bigger scale stuff, I think it's more efficient and it keeps the cost down.
Right now, we're going to take a short break, and when we come back, we'll continue our conversation with Johnny Barbosa of B&B Landscaping.
Mom, are you okay?
Honey, I'm fine. Just a broken glass.
Really? Are you okay?
I haven't been sleeping well since Dad, you know. I wake up at night worried if I can make ends meet.
Mom, why don't we look into a reverse mortgage? Then you won't have to make any more house payments and you can live comfortably.
Should I just call the guys on TV?
No, who knows where they're from? My neighbor recommended David Brown of American Senior. He'll come to the house and answer all our questions. Mom, call David at American Senior, okay? Here, I Googled the number, 686-2321.
686-2321.
All homeowners over 62, don't worry about your finances. Call 686-2321. 686-2321. Get a reverse mortgage with David Brown of American Senior. David Brown of American Senior, a division of High Tech Lending, licensed by the Department of Oversight under California Law Mortgage and Lending Act, NMLS 7147, CA3413-0937.
Welcome back to our second part of the show, The Credit Connection. If you're just now joining us, we've been speaking with Johnny Barbosa of B&B Landscaping on how to improve your home value via landscaping options. And we've been talking about a whole array of things here, but what is the biggest mistake that homeowners make in their landscaping?
That's a good question. I've seen a lot of them.
Okay. Or the top five then.
Well, you know, not installing, like for example, their flagstone correctly. You know, people want to go and install flagstone in their backyard, like a patio or per se pavers. They don't go in there and install their solid base foundation, you know, and then install their flagstone and or I don't know. What else? They don't put gopher baskets on their plants. Or install gopher wire under their lawn to protect their lawn. Mm-hmm. Those are mistakes that I see them do. They go out there and put in their new lawns and their new plants, and they're surrounded, you know, by fields. Or, you know, residential, you're okay, but more like out here in the estates and stuff like that, you're open fields everywhere. So we got a lot of gophers, a lot of squirrels, and they're destroying their landscaping.
How much does this mistake cost?
Well, depends on how many plants you planted. You know, if you're planting 1 gallon plants, they're, you know, $4 a pop. If you're planting, you know, 15 gallon plants, it could be up to $45-$50 a plant. Yeah. And a gopher comes in and eats 5 or 6 of them, it gets costly pretty quick.
Yeah. And the labor of taking the old one out, putting in a new one.
With wire this time.
Okay. Well, good. What landscaping feature will return the most or add the most value to a home? Is it, you know, trees? Is it things with color? Is it more water? Is it the dump truck coming up, taking all the garbage away? You know,
I think for me, my personal opinion would be trees. I love trees, you know, and I think people should spend more money on, you know, on bigger trees on their property that accent it a lot better. Plants, you can change out regularly. Trees, you're going to have for a long time. So I think it's important where you pick the spot, where to plant it, what kind of tree you're going to put in there. And not plant too many, but plant enough to give you a little bit of shade, you know, make your house look a little nicer. I would say trees, I guess.
Trees.
Yeah.
But be careful where you plant them. Because of sewer drains.
Sewers.
Leach fields.
You know, next to your driveways, you know, so they lift up your driveways or in the back next to a pool. Watch out what kind of tree you're planting by your pools. You know, keep them far away so they're not messy.
Right.
I did the mistake one time when I built my pool at my house. there's these eucalyptus trees.
Ooh.
And I loved those trees because they just kind of gave me height in the back of the house. And I said, oh, I'm going to keep them. And I didn't take them down. I built the pool and I kicked myself in the butt every day because before the pool was built, it would have been easy to take out. Now it's a lot more manual labor and we have to be more careful on how we bring them down. Back before I built the pool, it was bare ground. I could take them down pretty quick. So eucalyptus trees making a big mess. No, not nice by your pool.
Yeah. Well, they do make a huge mess.
Huge mess.
And fill up your filters and everything else.
Oh, man. So that's one of those things. Yeah.
Okay. That's a put on your do not do list.
Do not do this. Yes.
Okay. One question for you, Johnny. What are the economics of a pool or a spa? If it, you know, what's the typical cost and how much will it affect the value of my home?
You know, it depends on who you ask whether it'll bring you value to your home or not. If it's a small home and you put a pool in, most people don't want the maintenance nightmare.
Mm-hmm.
So I think, to me personally, they add value to a home. There is a lot of maintenance required to it. And if you maintain it right, then it'll last you a long time, just like mm-hmm. your car, just like anything you know, you maintain properly. What a lot of things happen is when homeowners want to take care of their pool themselves, they don't balance out the pH correctly. So the calcium builds up. It eats away at their pipes. It eats away at their heater, you know, their pumps, stuff like that. So I don't know. I would say that depends on where you're putting your pool. And like if you had a big home,
yeah,
of course it's going to, you know, boost your value. If you're going to put it in a,
expect it.
Yeah, you expect it. You expect to, you're paying $1 million for a home. You would expect to have a pool, right?
Right.
You would think so, at least, especially here in California. We have what?
If I had a track home and I wanted to put in a pool cost me $40,000, $50,000.
Back in the days.
Okay. I'm dating myself. Yeah. How much is a pool today?
You're talking 75, 80.
Okay. Well, will my value in the property go up $75,000, $80,000 because I have a pool? I don't know the answer to that.
I don't know if it'll go 75, 80, but.
So if you're not getting one-on-one back, it's not necessarily economical. It becomes more of a lifestyle or hobby type of or comfort.
Yeah. And I would say that you would probably get your investment back because you are putting it into the home. You're going to get your money back one way or another, if mm-hmm. you spend $80,000, but you'll also get yourself some nice, R&R in the backyard that, you know, how can you put a price on that?
Entertain and things of that nature.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. No, so I think it's a plus plus.
It's hard to have a pool party without a pool.
Yeah.
Gotcha. No. Here's something that I'm sure everybody wants to know. What's the best methods to get rid of gophers and squirrels that tunnel into your yard?
Yeah, we were talking about that earlier, huh? About these wire baskets and wire mesh to keep them deterred from your landscaping. So there's many methods. There's poisons, of course, you know. There's traps.
With the poisons, you got to worry about the second life of, you know, if your cat digs up the gopher and he's going to get sick now.
Oh, yeah. The secondary kill. Yeah. You got to be very careful where you put poisons. So we don't use poisons in our business. We use like carbon monoxide, compressed carbon monoxide, and it's lethal. But there's no secondary kill to it. So it's very safe. I can go out and gas somebody's house, for gophers or squirrels. Right. And when you leave, the kids can go out there and play. Right. The dogs can be out there and play. And if the gopher comes out, dies on the front yard, the dog can have for lunch or the cat, neighbor, you know, doesn't hurt anybody. So compressed carbon monoxide is one method I used. And then we are fully licensed and insured to use Weevilside, which is aluminum phosphine gas. That stuff we can't use on residential areas. Only it's for mostly agricultural use, horse pastures, vineyards, stuff like that.
Okay.
Because, we've got to stay away from the house a minimum of 100 feet. So if you got a, 40 by 50, property, I can't use it next to your house.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Just the nature of it.
Yeah.
But it's effective and works
very effective.
Okay.
Yeah. It needs moisture in order for it to work properly.
Uh-huh.
But the moisture's in the ground if you're, watering regularly.
Sure.
But I would say those are the two best methods, and trapping, mechanical, I would say for a small residential area, I would trap rather than
Okay.
Than or the carbon monoxide rather than any poisons.
What do you use for bait? Traps? Peanut butter?
No. We don't bait them like that. We set the traps. You have to be able. How should I say this? You have to set them correctly. You dig out the hole and set them in the tunnel there because gophers have pockets.
Horizontal.
Yes, and if you set them properly, then you're always going to get the gopher.
Okay.
Yeah. Now
there's never just one though.
No, there's never just one. They have friends. But usually a gopher is within a 200 square foot area. You know, they're usually within a 200-300 square foot area. It's one gopher. You might see 15 holes and you might think there's, you know, 10, you know, gophers in there, but there's only really one gopher.
Okay. So they say. Yeah. Until you catch them all.
One gopher can do a lot of damage. I'll tell you that.
Yeah. What pearls of wisdom might you have as to the best do-it-yourself project a person can do for their landscaping?
I would start with weeding. A lot of people don't weed the landscaping, weed control, you know, control, you know, maintenance, I guess. I would start with that. And even if your property doesn't have a lot of landscape, you know, in front of it,
it will have weeds.
It will have a lot of people, you know, as long as it's clean.
Yeah.
You know, I would say the cheapest, cleanest thing to do is put down mulch. If you're not going to have anything in front, maybe you have a tree and a couple plants. If you put down mulch, the property looks that much better already.
Right.
Instead of just bare dirt.
Right.
So I would say
that take the weeds out before you put the mulch.
Of course. But that I would start with that first.
Or weed whack it.
Yeah. Weed whack it. Spray some Roundup. Yeah. And then put the mulch over the top.
Don't forget the Roundup. What about, do you want to put plastic on top of it or anything like that?
I wouldn't put plastic. You can put weed fabric. Okay. But because plastic will, when it rains, it'll puddle up and wash off all your mulch. Okay. And if you have the weed fabric, it'll at least penetrate and get into the soil. Okay. So you want something to leach through.
Right.
But if you put your mulch thick enough, you really don't need to put down any weed barrier. So you put it down 3-4 inches thick, that should suppress the weeds enough.
And what are some of the best landscaping features that you've seen that in your business or what people have done?
Wow. Everything there's
from,
a lot.
I don't know, a fountain or paving or a different type of tree or, you know, something that blooms in a certain time of year. I don't know.
Good question. I don't know.
Anything really stick out that is unique?
I see so many landscapes, you know, even you're driving by and around. You caught me off guard. I don't even know which one to think about.
nice gate, maybe.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That's a.
There's so many of them. Huh?
There's so many of them. Yeah.
Well, then let's do the antithesis of that. Okay. What are some of the worst landscaping items you've seen on homes that you come across?
Oh, a lot of people like to put gravel down and they just put down simple gravel, you know, just gray gravel. And they just kind of just spread it all out in front of their house or just plain river rock and just put it all over their house.
Mm.
And then maybe juniper. So kind of going back into the late, early 60s, 70s when people used to put junipers in their houses, you know, and just plain rock. So it looks more deserty and no plants, nothing. It's just very basic, very, you know, dead. So, I think they do it because they don't want to have to worry about weeding. They don't want to have to worry about trimming any other plants or shrubs, water, anything like that. But they just want to keep cover up the dirt basically. And I think probably the worst thing people can do is just plain gravel along the front with no aesthetics to it. No reason for it.
You know, like Arizona, they have that green gravel you can.
Exactly.
If you've been to Phoenix or places like that.
Yeah. You know? And I mean, if you do it with an idea or a plan, you meander it or you put it around certain plants and you mix it with some mulch and some, you know, synthetic turf and you actually have a plan to it, I don't think there's nothing wrong with it.
Right.
But when you just put down plain gravel and just call it a day.
Okay.
That's probably the worst stuff I've seen around.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if you have a plan and you can have some sort of look to it, you'll add to the curb appeal.
Yeah.
And make the value greater because it make it more desirable. Cool. Let me ask you, can you share with us a funny or a tragic story about some landscaping project you're a part of?
I got one. Like I said, my brain is probably not functioning very well today, but one that I do that pops into my head right now is talking about gophers and squirrels.
Yeah.
We go and we do a landscape project for a customer, and he wants to budget. He wants to budget or keep the budget down. And so I said, I recommended installing gopher baskets for his plants and gopher wire for his lawn. Mm-hmm. And he didn't believe it. He said, "No, I've never had a gopher, never had a squirrel in my backyard." I said, "Yeah, but now you're bringing food in. You know, you're bringing something for them to want to eat. No, if it's a gopher, I'll kill it." So fine, we put in his landscaping, left. 6 months later, we had to come back because the gophers had ruined his lawn and eaten most of his plants. And he said, "Yeah," he said, "Johnny, I will take care of any gopher or varmint that comes in my backyard." Well, he has to go to work, right? He can't be out there 24 hours a day looking out for these gophers and squirrels. So when he would come home, that'd be one dead plant, you know, at a time. But six months later, we had to replace everything.
All of it, huh?
Yeah. So that's probably one of the funniest things that, you know.
Well, good. Well, once again, the clock says our show is over. What a great time we've had with Johnny Barbosa of B&B Landscaping. What's the best ways for our listeners to reach you, Johnny?
Office.
Call
the office, 805-688-2891, or my personal cell, 805-886-4786.
Thank you very much, Johnny, for joining us today and sharing with us your experience and perspective. Every week, we endeavor to earn your trust and provide valuable information that makes a difference to you. If you agree, share our message with other friends and family. If you missed one of our value-packed radio shows, we are now posting previous shows on our website at reloans.com. For questions or comments about this show or other credit connection questions, go to our website, reloans.com, and click the Contact Us or call us at 805-686-2321. Leave your questions and we'll get to them on next week's show or contact you directly. Thank you for tuning in to the Credit Connection, where we do the work and you get the credit. I'm your host, David Brown, from High Tech Lending and American Senior Reverse Mortgage. See you next week with another interesting Credit Connection topic.
You've been listening to The Credit Connection with David Brown from High Tech Lending. For more information, contact David Brown directly at 805-686-2321. That's 805-686-2321. Or by email at dbrown@hightechlending.com. dbrown@hightechlending.com. And visit David online at reloans.com. That's reloans.com. And tune in next time for High Tech Lending's David Brown and The Credit Connection here on KSMA.